Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that your calendar and your lived life can look very different. By paying attention to the differences, you can become more effective with your time. When this episode is first airing in January of 2022, I am leading a time tracking challenge where hundreds of people are logging their time for a week. We are all trying to figure out where the time really goes so we can make wise decisions. If that sounds good to you, then feel free to join in. You just write down what you are doing as often as you remember and keep going for a week. Then you can celebrate, reflect, or change. When I suggest people try tracking their time for a week, I've had a few folks simply send me their calendars. On some level, it makes sense, and hey, it sounds far more efficient to email an existing file than to actually write down your activities for a week. But there are a few problems with this approach. First, many people's calendars don't cover the hours outside, say, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. I mean, the hours might exist on the calendar, but people tend not to actually put things in those slots. And yet, life continues to be lived in those slots. Something happened, but what? If people primarily use their calendars for work, then their weekends might also not contain much information as to what's going on. And yet that time is real time too. It really happened. And it really counts. But even if you're the rare sort who actually put on your calendar what you intended to do all 168 hours of the week, including when you plan to go to sleep and wake up, you can immediately see that there is going to be an issue. Life is not going to go exactly as you planned all 168 hours of the week. Some night you might stay up later than expected or go to bed earlier. Some morning you'd intend to shower at a certain point, but you'd get an unexpected phone call and might be late out the door. You might cancel a meeting and spend that time on something else. A family outing ends at 9 p.m., not 8 p.m., because you are all having a good time. Whatever you put on your calendar is going to wind up diverging from how you actually spend the 168 hours of the week. And that is fine. How would anyone know exactly what life would look like in the future? If we did know that, we'd do far more cool things with that knowledge than just be able to guess exactly how long the traffic delays would be on Thursday versus Friday. So don't think of your calendar as a time log. These are separate things. However, you can learn a lot by comparing a time log, that is, a tracked record of how you actually spent your time, with your calendar. One thing you will learn, which time estimates are off. Maybe you always block 60 minutes for a twice-a-week meeting that has a bad habit of taking 90 minutes. Once you see that discrepancy, you can start blocking in a longer amount of time, or at least not planning anything important for right afterwards. Or you could chat with your fellow meeting attendees to see if you could be more realistic about what you need to get done. You might also see what is realistic for your energy levels and what is not. Perhaps you constantly wind up canceling your Thursday night plans. You don't do what you'd put on your calendar. That's good to know. Maybe you are just worn out by the end of the week. That might be a good night to leave open, or alternately, schedule something you know you will not cancel. And finally, you see how much other time there is. A calendar of stuff that went from, say, 7 in the morning to 7 at night, Monday to Friday, might make you feel like life was absolutely full. But that is only 60 hours. There are 168 hours in a week. Where does the other time go? If you work long hours Monday to end of day Thursday, you might feel like that is all your time. You have no work-life balance. But that is only half of the week. Where does the other half go? It's worth asking this question, and maybe revising your story. So yes, calendars are great. We need calendars to tell us what we plan to do with our time. Just remember that they seldom match up exactly with reality, and they seldom contain all our time. Best to get a holistic picture. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.